He was carrying a gun and refused to comply. Members of the African American community, like Sandy Leslie, say they are just reaching a breaking point.
As soon as they said someone has been shot by police, I automatically began to look for my family members. And this happens every time we hear of a shooting.
One person attending Wednesday's demonstrations, which turned violent, has died today from gunshot wounds sustained by another civilian. Hoping to avoid further violence, the state's governor declared a state of emergency and has deployed the National Guard. Americans are more likely to trust Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump to handle a variety of issues facing the country, including national security, according to a new Associated Press GFK poll. Trump is trusted slightly more than Clinton on just one key issue, job creation. The candidates are getting ready to participate in their first debate on Monday night. This is VOA. Syrian President Bashar Assad says U.S. airstrikes on Syrian troops in the country's east were definitely intentional. He said they lasted an hour, and he blamed the U.S. for the collapse of a ceasefire deal brokered with Russia. In an interview with the Associated Press, Assad said the war, now in its sixth year, is likely to drag on because of what he calls continued external support for his opponents.
They've been shelling the neighboring areas and the position of the Syrian army for years, non-stop shelling of mortars and different kind of lethal bombs. How could they be starving while at the same time they can have armaments? How can we prevent the foods and the medical aid from reaching that area, and we cannot stop the armament from reaching that area?
Assad was also asked in Wednesday's interview if a U.S.-Russia ceasefire agreement could work.
Practically, yes. But in reality, no, because the United States doesn't have the will.